Justin Renix is with us. Justin from Hamilton Wenham High School, went on to Indiana, then is now with the New England Revolution. And, of course, the Revolution season has been paused, like so many other leagues have been paused due to the coronavirus and so on. But, Justin, welcome. Thanks for joining us, taking a few minutes to say hello.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Justin, a midfielder with the team, with the Revolution, you were at, we mentioned, with Hamilton Wenham. But I guess just a note from you, what are you doing these days to try to stay active and busy?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough being at home all day, you know, not really being able to go out, shop, or any of that. Everything's closed. So I've been trying to just work out on my own. Biking has been a big part of it, and the workout plans that the Revs gave us, I've been all over that. So, you know, it's just a good way to get outside, stay fit, and ready for when the season starts back up.
As far as an activity with the team itself, I know one of your teammates, Andrew Farrell, has started this a Fortnite video game tournament, I believe it is, to raise funds for the coronavirus, COVID-19. So you were involved with that. Tell me about that piece.
I was, and, you know, it was super fun. It was soccer players all over the country that are good, and, you know, we all compete, and you get the most kills, the most wins, or whatever. But in the end, it's for a good cause, and all the money will go to charity. So, you know, there's a drive to that. That makes you play hard and try to win, try to come in first place. And, you know, it's fun. Right? You're playing with some of your buddies, and, you know, you take it super serious. And, you know, that's definitely a great way to pass the time.
Tell me about your tenure, if you will, with the Revolution, albeit again cut short during the midseason or middle of the year this year during the regular season. What do you take away as some highlights?
From the season so far?
Yeah, while you were playing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, playing time. That's been the biggest thing, and I've wanted nothing more than getting out on the field and, you know, competing. And this year I've been getting that, so I'm super excited for when the season starts back up to continue getting minutes, continue making a difference out there, and having fun.
So moving on from Hamilton Wenham High School on to Indiana, the University of Indiana, and you played, which I take it the College Cup is basically the NCAAs, if you will, of college soccer, right?
Yep.
So tell me about that experience.
You know, that was cool. That was a funky season for me because I had a broken foot up until the last, like, four games of the season. So I actually played in the College Cup final and the game before against UNC. That was, I think, my second game I've actually played since my injury. And, you know, I was able to go out there and make a difference, and that's what I'm happy about.
And you've also played internationally. I saw some notes on your bio that, so you played around the world playing soccer, right?
Yeah, been all over the place.
How about a couple of, tell me a couple of locations where you have been, and maybe a little bit about them and your take on the travel.
Sweden was by far one of my favorite favorite countries to go to. You know, it was green, it was beautiful. You know, everybody was so friendly, and the crowds were insane. That was a great one. Argentina was a great one. Spain was a great one. One of my favorite places we went, though, was Prague. And Prague was just, you know, Prague, it's just like a crazy city. And, you know, you got to experience a little bit of that. And, you know, with the guys there, it was a good time.
It's funny, I looked at your bio, Justin, and I saw Poland, and I thought you were going to leave Poland off of your list. But, no, you put it right there at the top. That's good.
Yeah. Poland was great.
Yeah, so and I guess the other thing, too, is tell me about playing time and in those competitions. Clearly, you were getting playing time in these international events, right?
Yeah, I was. And, you know, the competition was the best to get, especially when it comes to the same age group. And, you know, it's not easy in the end when it comes down to a very important game. You know, sometimes you're not getting what you want, but, you know, when you go out there, you're doing as much as you can, just like the game in France. I didn't start the game, but I came in to make a difference and ended up scoring a goal, and we beat France.
You know, we have a lot of, I would like to think we have a lot of high school athletes checking out our website and looking at our coverage, just as they would the local newspapers as well. But What advice do you have, or what wisdom can you share with the younger, you know, athletes at the high school level and so on that are looking beyond, you know, looking at their high school career, actually seeing it stopped right now this spring, but looking at it ahead into college and so on?
Yeah. You know, one of the biggest things that I recommend is keep going with it. You know, high school, I have a bunch of friends who played high school soccer and ended up giving it up because they wanted to focus more on school. You know, if you can find that balance between college schoolwork and college soccer, you know, you'll be far more busy, but in the end, it'll be worth it. You know, and who knows, anything can happen. You can have a crazy season and then end up getting drafted.
I also noticed as you're in your bio, some personal things. You enjoy snowboarding, mountain biking, and so on. And you've also played some baseball and basketball. Does that all sound right?
Yep.
What's the favorite?
Ooh.
Other than soccer. Forget soccer. Take soccer out of the mix. I want to make it a little easier for you.
Right. Snowboarding, if it was every season, but that's not possible. Probably biking. Love mountain biking. You know, it's just, it's a good time. It's a great workout. You're going up and down hills, over roots, over rocks, you know. I don't go too hard with it, but, you know, I'm out there to get a workout. So once the legs are burning, you know you're doing a good job.
Yeah, I would think mountain biking would be terrific for soccer and vice versa, I would think, for doing both, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the balance and everything.
Now, I also heard a rumor that you're into fishing. Is that right? That would be just the opposite of what we're just talking about. Are you into fishing?
No. Yeah, I actually just started. One of my buddies got me on it and took me out. I got a new rod, got out there, caught a few big bass, and had a great time. So that's definitely a new hobby of mine.
So where do you go fishing, Justin?
So my buddy actually has a pond behind his house that we go to, and he's got a canoe. So we'll go out there, practicing social distancing, and catch some fish.
I thought you were going to tell me you were out deep sea fishing, but that was my kind of fishing when I was at your age too.
My dad's got a boat, and we used to go out all the time, go deep sea fishing for tuna, out there for like 6 hours just waiting for something to bite. that took too long.
Well, I have many hours in a canoe many years ago with dropping a line trying to grab some fish. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
nice. There you go.
Well, Justin, anything else to share with us here? And now that you're isolating, keeping your social distance, but getting out there and getting a workout, anything else to share with us?
No, just the same to everybody else. You know, stay safe. This is coming to an end, hopefully, and hope you guys just have a good quarantine.
Have you heard anything at all from the team about a possibility of resuming the season?
Hopefully, that's what everybody's hoping. No date, nothing like that, but definitely an option.
All right, Justin, great talking with you. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us, and best of luck, and let's hope the season does resume for you, for sure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Justin Renix from South Hamilton and from the New England Revolution.